Now it's time for a new Radio Prague feature in which an interesting resident of the Czech capital takes us to places in the city to which they have a particular connection. The first, My Prague, is filmmaker Radim Špaček, who takes Ian Willoughby on a mini tour of the city.
Radim Špaček is perhaps best known as the director of the multi-award-winning film Pota, or Walking Too Fast. A former child actor, Radim also makes documentaries and co-organizes Prague's Bollywood Film Festival. He was actually born on the other side of the country, in Ostrava, but came to the capital as a child. Our first stop when Radim Špaček introduces me to his Prague is Vinohrady, specifically directly in front of the Church of St. Ludmila on Náměstí Míru. That's about a 10-minute walk from the top of Wenceslas Square.
The family tradition is that my grandfather and my grandmother had a wedding here in the 30s, so I always go around it with some kind of like mixed feelings. And I also lived here for several years in Manesova Street. Also, it's connected this part of town with my childhood. And it's not only the Spabel and Hurvínek Theater, which was in Rzymská Street quite nearby, but also Český rozhlas, Czech Radio building, because I was a part of this month's dramatic children's group. And since my, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, I go there regularly to act in some theater, in some radio plays or in some fairy tales. And for us children, it was a very romantic atmosphere inside the building. There was this paternoster lift, you know, which was very adventurous for small kids. And yeah, I'm very connected with this part of town.
For people who don't know it, what kind of area is Vinohrady?
It's not exactly the center of town, but it's very close. It connects, let's say, the center with the outskirt, like towards Vršovice or Strašnice. Usually those buildings who are here and those apartments, they are quite, not nowadays, they are not so expensive, but it's like the little bit better society, or how would you call
it? Maybe higher society.
Higher.
But it's also, it is still one of the most upmarket areas in the city.
For sure it is, but I have a lot of friends who are who stays here or who rents an apartment here, and I'm quite surprised that it's very possible to find reasonable living for a good price. And I think maybe once I will return here to live again.
You run a Bollywood film festival in Prague. You were telling me that you were involved in the making of a Bollywood movie here on Náměstí Míru.
Yes, exactly. That was quite funny because it's a film, Bollywood film, Indian film, which is called Ishq in Paris, and the Indian crew, led by producer and actress Preeti Zinta, which is really top star in Bollywood. So they came here for, I think, just 1 week or 10 days to pretend it's Paris. So it was Prague in summer, but they were pretending Paris in winter. And yeah, we were shooting just around this church. We were shooting inside this national house on Vinohrady. There was even a quite known French star, which I will find the name later. And it was, for a Bollywood fan like me, it was really very exciting because to see all those stars and to see Indians making movie, it was half fun and half a good experience.
The next port of call for Radim Špaček and I is on the corner of Jungmanova and Voričkova streets. The dimly lit but spacious café at the Divadlo Komedia, or Comedy Theatre. The theatre, which had a long and storied history, actually closed down last summer. And its tribulations and ultimate end are the subject of a documentary to which Radim is currently putting the finishing touches. The director, who lives around the corner, explains his connection to the now defunct institution.
Divadlo Komedie, Theater Komedie, was really last decade, last 10 years, the most interesting and the vibrant place where really very strange place were shown, and very nice group of actors, and I chose some of them in my last film, Pota. It was a very nice atmosphere to come here, to watch the performance, then to drink with actors or with some bunch of friends here. My friendship to this theater started maybe like 7 years ago when I saw a short article in a magazine about a theater play by Austrian author Werner Schwab, Anticlimax, and directed by Dusan Pařízek. And I just visited the performance, and I was so shocked, so surprised, and it was so different than you could see that time in anywhere else in Prague, that I started to be addicted on it. And really, I found a really good friends among this group of people, and I was so surprised by the creativity, by the ideas, by the scenography, by the original subjects they chose for their work. So I really, I can say that I fell in love with that.
Generally speaking, it seems to me that theater is very accessible in Prague. It's very popular, and there are a lot of theaters. Could you compare the theater scene here to, say, in other cities you've been to?
I mean, there is a lot of theaters, that's true, but majority of them are, let's say, classical, or they chose really something, some very classic things to show, and there is not a lot of theaters which would be really original or really kind of brave to show something different. Sometimes you can watch a good thing in a national theater. Sometimes they have a good hit on a Divadlo na Zábradlí, for example. There is a like really good theater, Davidské Divadlo. But I mean, theater comedy was really different, and I hope in the next few months or years there will be another place in Prague which will be born, and people will take notice, and they will see, oh, there is something happening in that place. You can really, if you are quite familiar with the Czech theaters, you can visit theater without fear that you will be disappointed. But I wouldn't say that there is something comparable with Divadlo Komedie. There is something unique like it was here. And also, I really like the space here. You know, it's a really very old building in the center of Prague. In 20s and 30s, it was owned by old Czech comedian Vlasta Burian. So it has a very, very nice history, and it somehow the genius Lotzi is really present here, and it's very pleasant to just be here and feel the atmosphere.
The final stop in our tour of Radim Špaček's Prague is the cozy bar Boudoir, which is located just where the city's Francouzská Street begins going downhill towards the now fashionable Vršovice district. So, for him, what's the appeal of this place?
It looks like a normal place, normal bar. There is a good choice of my favorite grappa, which is wine spirit from Italy. They have a lot of rums, exotic rums here, and I like the beer, Sviane, also. But what I like most, and I have to admit that I, in fact, wasn't so prepared for it, is the service. I have this experience, quite fresh experience, from my first trip to USA half a year ago. And what I was shocked the most was the quality of service. How everything is quick, how everything is perfect, with a big smile, and it was everywhere like this. Not like here in Prague or like here in like Czech Republic. So this is a nice exception where really those bartenders here are the fact that they are my friends. They are really very effective, very, very pleasant, very, very quick, and the atmosphere is thanks to this very, very friendly and very nice.
What kind of clientele do they get here?
It's a very special mixture, if you look around this area, which is almost on the edge of Vinohrady and Vršovice, there is a lot of very similar bars, especially Café v Lese, for example, and that's a lot of young people comes here, a lot of intellectuals. You can find people here reading books or respect or just partying and drinking and having fun. But usually I have a lot of friends here. I meet a lot of friends. So I would say majority of clients here are like me.
Otherwise, what bars do you go to most often in Prague, or cafes either?
Because I live in center right now, so my favorite place right now is Kve Café, which is a gay place in Opatovická Street, and I have to admit that except the fact that they are also very pleasant and it's nice surrounding, and they also have a good beer, so it's very close to my home, and sometimes I'm really lazy to go further to the next bar. But then there is also another places for example, Krásné Straty, which in fact some of those bartenders here were working before. That's also already a place with a tradition, and also with connected with a lot of students of FAMU, for example, and filmmakers and this. And if you just cross the river, there is another place on Kampa, which is Mlinská Kavárna, which is also run by my friends, and it's also a very pleasant place. Maybe better in summer.
Film director Radim Špaček ending that edition of My Prague, produced by Ian Willoughby.